Yes, yes, she says, shepherding us toward Spence. Let's not catch a chill.
Anne, you were wonderful, I say as she joins us. Her cheeks are pink, her eyes clear. Her moment of glory becomes her. When the dragon was beside me, I felt real fear. It was thrilling. I could perform every night of my life and never tire of it. She shakes her head. If I could sing for Mr. Katz now, I'd do it, and I'd not throw it away. But it's too late. They've gone.
A few of the younger girls trot by to congratulate Anne and tell her she made a perfect princess. Anne basks in their praise, smiling shyly at each compliment. Suddenly, my ears are filled with a growing hiss that sounds like a gas lamp being turned to its brightest flame. The breath is torn from me. It feels as if someone is pulling on every part of my body. Everything goes topsy-turvy. Time slows. I see the girls moving so very slowly, their hair ribbons defying gravity as they turn their heads by infinitesimal degrees. The sounds of their laughter are low and hollow. Anne's mouth twists with words too slow for me to decipher. I alone seem to move at ordinary speed. It's as if I'm the only one truly alive. I turn toward the trees and feel a chill in my soul. The mummers haven't slowed at all. As they walk into the woods, they appear to grow fainter till they are nothing more than outlines. Before my astonished eyes, they transform into crows and fly away, their dark wings stirring trouble into the calm sky. The tremendous pull is gone, but I feel drained, as if I've run for miles. Anne's mouth spits out its words now. I dare say. Don't you agree?
Gemma, you've a queer expression.
I grip Anne's arm too tightly and she winces.
Gemma! Did you see that? I gasp.
See what?
The mummers. They were there and then they turned into birds and flew away.
Hurt burns in Anne's eyes.
I didn't ask them to choose me over you.
What? No, that isn't it at all. I speak more softly.
I'm telling you, one moment the mummers were there, and the next they'd changed into birds, just like...
I go cold all over.
Just like the poppy warriors.
Anne peers into the dark. The mummer's lamp weaves through the trees, growing smaller with the distance.
Do birds carry lanterns?
But I cannot finish. I'm no longer certain of what I saw.
Anne Bradshaw, how could you not have told us how brilliant you are? Elizabeth exclaims.
She and Martha draw Anne into an eddy of girlish fawning, and Anne goes happily with the current. I stand alone on the lawn, searching for some sign that I did not imagine what I saw. But the woods are quiet. Eugenia's voice echoes in my head. They could make you see what they wish you to see. It will be as if you are mad. I turn to see Mrs. Nightwing and Miss McCleathy chattering. Cool prickles of sweat break out on my brow, and I wipe them away. No, I won't listen to what they say. I am not their pawn, and I am not insane. The dark plays tricks, Gemma, I say, to comfort myself. It was nothing, 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 nothing. I repeat the word with every step until I convince myself it is true.
Isn't this wonderful? Just like old times, Anne says as we ready for bed.
Yes, I say, running a brush through my hair. My hands still shake, and I'm glad Anne is back in her bed this evening.
Gemma, she says, taking note of my trembling, I don't know what you thought you saw in the woods, but there was nothing there. You must have imagined it.
Yes, you're right, I say, and that is what frightens me the most.